Hello everyone, it's Jana here for Gen Twin. It's the 10th of July, I believe, and just walking home after drop-off. It's supposedly my free day today. I've just got a school thing this afternoon, but that's not going to take too much time out of my day, which will be nice. Lovely blue sky again today, and it feels a lot warmer because yesterday we had the sun, but the air was kind of chilly, so it might get warm today. Just had a chat with another mum, sort of holiday preparation, and she said that she always gives her kids stuff to do in the holidays. She said 20 minutes of maths won't kill them, so yeah, and I'm thinking, yeah, because they do forget a lot over the summer holidays. Plus, she just reminded me, you know, there were sort of those down periods when they go, oh, what can I do, what can I do? The good one, going to restaurants. Because, I mean, Amelia's favourite, Pizza Express, I mean, they don't change their puzzle things that often, you know, and then it's well, no, I've already seen that one. Oh, I've already coloured that one in last time. Or what's the other one? You know, they've done all the puzzles, so they basically know. So it's a good idea to just take some maths books along, or, you know, something else, just to keep them going. And then they've got something meaningful to do, and they've done a bit of exercise. The reports are coming out today. It's really odd. Some schools, so the private schools have definitely already shut up shop. I think they finish around the 1st of July. But then as I found out, they do have very, very long days. They start shortly after 8, and then the kids tend to keep going and then have an hour of homework. And so I'm starting to get an idea how the private schools have the best results. So there is a lot of work involved, more than the state schools seem to do. Plus, apparently, they don't take anyone with special needs, because that costs the money and effort, and it's going to keep their results down. That's a rumor I heard anyway. There's stuff that we could be doing over the holidays, and that's a good idea. So when we're getting the reports later today, I guess we'll find out. And it's going to be a tiny bit of a surprise, because I keep thinking, it was never a surprise to my parents, because, you know, that's always saying, oh, the kids get tested so much these days. But quite honestly, I mean, we had probably weekly tests, you know, just sort of 10 minutes doing some spellings, or doing some multiplication tables, or whatever it was. You know, it's just the sort of stuff that we'd learned over the last week. So we had to constantly keep up with whatever needed doing, you know. And it's a really, really quick thing, but we would get a mark for it. And then once a month, we had the big class tests that we really had to study for. And they'd been hour long, and they'd cover sort of everything that we'd done over the last few weeks. And, you know, so we had quite a few marks, and then that would come out as a nice average at the end. Plus, you know, you always come home and show your parents, this is how I did in this test, and that's the mark I got. So it was never really a huge surprise to my parents when the reports came home. But we don't really get that. So we just get the spellings home, but I don't really get marked on that. It just sort of tells the teacher what level that child is at. And the rest of the time, but I think the government's trying to go away from sort of giving children levels and particular, you know, marks and sticking a number on and labelling anyone. So it's all supposed to be more individual and, you know, sort of qualitative comments. But yeah, I still feel sort of that doesn't come home enough. So I don't really feel that I really know. Anyway, have I got a key? Yes, I have. Excellent. And I need to fill up my, oh dear, that's a bit crumbly in my bag there. Well, that's one thing that'll need sorting out over the summer, isn't it? I need to fill up my plaster bag. I always run around with a tiny little first aid bag. And just noticed that we've forgotten to put some plasters on Henry's knee. He managed to fall twice on the same knee in 2 days. So I need to plaster that up, really. Anyway, so in I go. I've got lots of work to do to catch up on. So then it's weekend. So, yeah. Anyway, hope you all have a good one. If I don't speak to you before, have a lovely weekend. Hope the weather's nice where you are, and I'll speak to you all again soon.